Balaam prevented from cursing Israel. When he beheld the messenger of God, Balaam exclaimed in terror, "I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again." The Lord suffered him to proceed on his journey, but his words would be controlled by divine power. God would give evidence to Moab that the Hebrews were under the guardianship of heaven, and this he did when he showed them how powerless Balaam was to utter a curse against them. The king of Moab, informed of the approach of Balaam, went out to receive him. When he expressed his astonishment at Balaam's delay in view of the rich rewards awaiting him, the prophet's answer was, "Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak." Balaam greatly regretted this restriction. He feared that his purpose could not be carried out. The king, with the chief dignitaries of the kingdom, escorted Balaam to the high places of Baal, from which he could survey the Hebrew host. How little the Israelites knew of what was taking place so near them! How little they knew of the care of God, extended over them by day and by night! Balaam had some knowledge of the sacrificial offerings of the Hebrews, and he hoped that by surpassing them in costly gifts he might ensure the accomplishment of his sinful projects. 7 altars were erected, and he offered a sacrifice upon each. He then withdrew to a high place to meet with God. With the nobles and princes of Moab, the king stood beside the sacrifice, watching for the return of the prophet. He came at last, and the people waited for the words that should paralyze forever that strange power exerted in behalf of the hated Israelites. Balaam said, "The king of Moab hath brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse, whom God hath not cursed? Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." As Balaam looked upon the encampment of Israel, he beheld with astonishment the evidence of their prosperity. They had been represented to him as a rude, disorganized multitude, infesting the country in roving bands, a pest and terror to surrounding nations. But their appearance was the reverse of all this. He saw the vast extent and perfect arrangement of their camp, everything bearing the marks of discipline and order. He was shown the favor with which God regarded Israel and their distinctive character as his chosen people. They were not to stand upon a level with other nations, but to be exalted above them all. "The people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations." How strikingly was this prophecy fulfilled in the after history of Israel! Through all the years, they have remained a distinct people.